Jean-Luc Picard has just captained his last voyage.
It's been an honor serving with you all.
Star Trek Picard wrapped its third and final season this week on Paramount Plus in a finale that reunited most of the original cast from The Next Generation. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us. Hi, Eric.
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm just a Trek fan and, you know, Picard got to me. Actually, you know, given the way they bring characters back from the dead and everything, I would not assume that this is his last voyage.
I thought that was Star Wars that brought characters back from the dead. But
well, you know, not to get too nerdy, but there's a plot that involved his consciousness being placed in an artificial body. So anything
I find it
is possible.
Ironic that you would begin a conversation about Star Trek by saying not to get too nerdy. But in any case, Star Trek Picard didn't immediately appeal to fans in the first season. I'm not a Trekkie like you are, so I'm going to defer to your judgment here. How has it been over the course of the three seasons?
Well, you know, I think I've said this before. Basically, Star Trek Picard started out with some of the worst impulses of the new Star Trek series on Paramount Plus, which is that they seem to be running away from the legacy of the show and trying to blaze their own path. The point of fact is that Star Trek is a franchise that's nearly 60 years old. It is indelibly imprinted in the minds of people like me who've been fans of the show for almost our entire lives. And so to have a character like Picard come to a new series and seem to avoid connecting with so many of the characters that were part of the Next Generation series that fans loved, it just didn't really make a lot of sense. So finally, they come to the third season, and they get almost all of the original actors together. And it's so much more rewarding to see a show that does indeed blaze a new path, but it also pays adequate homage to all the stuff that came before. And one of the things I really like, for example, was Jonathan Frakes' Riker got to be even more playful. And we have a scene with Dr. Crusher. She wants to go save her son. And Picard, Riker, and Worf each kind of react to it in a way that completely reveals how they are now, you know, interacting with each other. Let's check it out.
Yeah, you're going down there.
I need you to lead me to him. You brought him this far. Let me bring him home.
You're not going alone.
And I will make it a threesome.
Do you even hear yourself?
So what's great about that is, of course, in a second, you get the relationship between all of these characters. And it's a little more, you know, cheeky than they were on The Next Generation.
All right. So we are not going to spoil the ending here.
Yes, we are not.
We're not.
We shall not.
But what did you think of the last episode? How did you like it?
I liked it. I'll be honest. I didn't love it. One of the things about this final season is that it was sort of reinventing things, and we saw these characters that we know for so long in a new light. But when we got to the ending, it gave us the kind of Star Trek ending you would expect. I was hoping for a little more unpredictableness, but I think for people who are really engaged by this season, they will love the finale. It wraps things up in a way that's very satisfying, and it also positions some of the characters in this season to go into a spinoff series, which fans have been clamoring for online. People want it to be called Star Trek Legacy.
Speaking of legacy, let's hear from Picard himself here.
I am not a man who needs a legacy.
Which, of course, is odd. Of course, he leaves a legacy.
Well, yeah.
Both Patrick Stewart and Picard. But, you know, some of these new series seem to me to be in a very precarious position. And by that, I mean you have all these Star Trek fans who are perhaps a little older.
What?
And there's a...
What are you saying there?
There's a yearning for nostalgia. But this is a series that, when originally created by Gene Roddenberry, was very much focused on the future. And in some ways, kind of an idealized future where we had fixed some of the most complicated problems of our time.
Sure.
So, you know, how does this series in particular, and especially if you're talking about spin-offs, how does it handle that balance between nostalgia and looking to the future?
So what's interesting about that clip that you played of Picard is that he wasn't being honest with himself.
Yeah.
When he says that line, and we're watching him say that line, we know that he, of course, cares about his legacy. Yes. I mean, the whole show is about a great man who's a lion in winter, who's towards the end of his career and his life, looking back. And so I would say that Star Trek has always said that it is about this idealized future. But in some ways, that society is lying to itself a little bit. And you know, it's almost kind of the story of America. America says it stands for certain things. But there's a constant struggle amongst folks inside the country to sort of push the country to live up to its ideals. And I think they found a lot of different ways to have that dialogue in these new Star Trek series on Paramount Plus. And each one of them tells those stories in different ways.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks so much.
Completely not biased.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.